Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey, what's up everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shift with CJ. And today, I've got something that's gonna blow your mind. Here's the thing. We all eat processed foods from time to time, right? But there's this one ingredient, something hiding in plain sight, that might be wrecking your health and you don't even know it. And guess what? It's in so many things you eat daily. I'm talking about carrageenan. Ever heard of it? It's a common food additive used in dairy, plant-based milks, deli meats, basically anything that needs a thicker, creamier texture. But here's what's wild. It's been linked to some serious health issues like insulin resistance and chronic gut inflammation. So, let's break it down. What is carrageenan? How is it messing with your health? And most importantly, how can you avoid it? Stick with me because this is going to be eye-opening. All right, let's start with the basics. Carrageenan, also known as E407, is extracted from red seaweed. Sounds harmless, right? But don't let that natural label fool you. Just because something comes from nature doesn't mean it's good for you. Carrageenan is used as a thickener and stabilizer in foods. That's why your almond milk doesn't separate, why your ice cream stays creamy, and why your deli meats have that perfect texture. But while it makes food look and feel better, inside your body it's a whole different story. Now, let's get into the wild part. Research, especially a study published in BMC Medicine, has found that carrageenan is linked to insulin resistance. And if you're wondering why that's a big deal, let me explain. Insulin resistance is when your cells stop responding to insulin the way they should. That means your body can't regulate blood sugar properly, leading to fatigue, crazy hunger, and, over time, type 2 diabetes. And get this, this effect is even worse if you carry extra weight. In the study, they found that overweight people had a bigger drop in insulin sensitivity when consuming carrageenan. Translation: if you're eating this stuff regularly, you might be setting yourself up for metabolic issues. And that's just one piece of the puzzle. Let's talk about your gut for a second, because this part really freaked me out. Carrageenan increases intestinal permeability, aka leaky gut. What does that mean? Well, your gut lining is like a security fence, keeping the bad stuff out and letting the good stuff in. But when carrageenan is in the mix, that fence gets holes in it. And guess what? Toxins, bacteria, and undigested food particles can now slip into your bloodstream. What happens next? Chronic inflammation. And that inflammation isn't just in your gut, it spreads. This is the same kind of inflammation that leads to issues like autoimmune diseases, food intolerances, and even mood disorders. Yep, what you eat affects how you feel. Studies also show that carrageenan messes with your gut microbiome, killing off the good bacteria that keep your digestion smooth and your immune system strong. So, to put it simply, carrageenan is a gut health disaster. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, but how do I know if this is affecting me? Here's the tricky part. The symptoms of carrageenan sensitivity look like so many other issues that most people never realize the cause. Things like bloating, gas, diarrhea or constipation, fatigue, joint pain, brain fog. Sound familiar? Yep. That's why most people and even doctors don't connect the dots. But if you eat a lot of processed foods and have these symptoms, carrageenan could be the problem. Okay, now let's get into the long-term risks. Animal studies show that carrageenan is linked to serious digestive diseases like inflammatory bowel disease, ulcers, and even cancer. One study found that rats fed degraded carrageenan developed colonic tumors at an alarming rate. And in another study, every single animal exposed to high doses of carrageenan had severe gut damage. Even though these are animal studies, the fact that carrageenan breaks down into a more toxic form inside our stomachs should make us think twice before consuming it. All right, I don't just want to scare you. I want to give you solutions. Here's how you can cut carrageenan from your diet and start healing your gut today. check ingredient labels, carrageenan is in so many foods, especially dairy alternatives, ice creams, deli meats, and even some supplements. If you see E407 or carrageenan, put it back on the shelf. Make your own alternatives. Instead of store-bought nut milk and yogurts, try making your own at home. You control the ingredients, so no sneaky additives. Eat whole, unprocessed foods. The fewer processed foods in your diet, the lower your carrageenan exposure. Heal your gut. If you've been consuming carrageenan, focus on gut-healing foods like bone broth, fermented foods, and healthy fats. Also, consider probiotics to rebuild your microbiome. Optimize cellular energy production. Your body repairs itself with energy, and your mitochondria play a key role in that. Focus on a nutrient-dense diet, quality sleep, and movement to keep your cells thriving. All right, so let's recap. Carrageenan might seem harmless, but it's linked to insulin resistance, gut inflammation, and long-term health risks. The worst part? It's hiding in tons of common foods, and most people don't even know the damage it's causing. But now, you know. And that means you can make better choices. Start checking labels, clean up your diet, and if you're feeling off, consider cutting carrageenan for a few weeks and see how you feel. I promise, you might be surprised. If this episode helped you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you want more tips on optimizing your health, hit me up on Instagram or my website. Until next time, stay curious, stay strong, and keep hacking your health.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.